This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Controversial Maine Governor Paul LePage told a banger radio station today that he's not sure he'll finish out his current term. But before we talk about what that might mean, let's talk about how we got here, because it's been a rather amazing 5 days for Governor LePage. Things got started last Thursday when he left an expletive-laden voicemail for Maine State Representative Drew Gattine after hearing that Gattine had called the governor a racist.
I want to talk to you. I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you little son of a socialist, I need you to, this freaking, I want you to record this and make it public because I am after you. Thank you.
Well, at least he said thank you. The very next day, LePage held a press conference where he denied accusations that Maine police officers are racially profiling people. But then he added another incendiary comment. Now, it's a bit hard to hear, but lean in close because this tape is well worth the listen.
Bad guy's a bad guy. I don't care what color it is. When you go to war, if you know the enemy dresses in red and you dress in blue, you shoot at red, don't you? You try to identify the enemy. And the enemy right now, the overwhelming majority of people coming in are people of color or people of Hispanic origin.
LePage was referring to alleged drug traffickers bringing opioids into Maine, but pressure was already building on the governor. Assistant House Majority Leader Democrat Sarah Gideon said in a statement, quote, "It's clear from the governor's threats that he is not mentally or emotionally fit to hold this office. I am calling on the governor to resign." But yesterday, LePage doubled down. He was in Boston for the Conference of New England Governors and Eastern Canadian Premiers.
The heroin fentanyl arrests are not white people. They're Hispanic and they're black and they're from Lowell and Lawrence, Massachusetts, Waterbury, Connecticut, the Bronx and Brooklyn. So I didn't make up the rules. That's how it turns out.
Well, last night, LePage met with Maine Republican leaders, and today, Maine Republicans in the State House and Senate are meeting to discuss just what to do about their governor. Which brings us to LePage's interview this morning on WVOM.
And it's really one thing to have one party behind you. It's another thing not to have any party behind you. So we have to move Maine forward, whether it's me or somebody else.
He also said, if I've lost my ability to help Maine people, maybe it's time to move on. We'll link to that entire interview at radioboston.org. Well, joining us now with more on all that's been happening in Maine, he's joining us from Maine Public Broadcasting, is Ed Murphy, reporter for the Portland Press-Herald. Ed, welcome to Radio Boston.
Nice to speak with you.
It's good to have you. So we requested an interview with Governor LePage, but we were informed that he's traveling today and unavailable. But he did tweet just a couple hours ago, quote, "Regarding rumors of resignation, to paraphrase Mark Twain, the reports of my political demise are greatly exaggerated." So what is in the immediate future for Paul LePage?
As with many things with the governor, who knows? He did put that out there this morning, which kind of suggested that he was at least weighing resignation. And then he headed up to Baileyville, which is in pretty far northern Maine, for a paper plant opening, and tweeted when he got up there that those rumors, which emanate from him, are exaggerated. And so he seems to not be leaning in that direction right now.
Interesting, because this morning he said that, quote, "I think some things I've been asked to do are beyond my ability. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to finish it," regarding his term. "I'm not saying that I am going to finish it." Now, what was he referring to about those, quote, "things he'd been asked to do"?
It's not clear. He didn't specify them. Apparently, he met last night with the Speaker of the Maine House and the President of the Maine Senate, and he seemed to indicate this morning that what the Speaker of the Maine House was suggesting that he needed to do was possible, but the things that the Speaker, the President of the Maine Senate, was suggesting were not going to be possible. There were some things that he couldn't do, he said. Interestingly enough, the person who would replace him if he were to resign is Mike Thibodeau, who is the President of the Maine state senate. So there might be some interesting machinations going on there, given that that's a possibility.
All right, to be a fly on the wall. Well, before the governor was asked about, you know, his future in Maine, he did start off that interview on WVOM with an act of contrition, you know, basically apologizing for especially that expletive laden voicemail. So let's listen to what he said.
When I was called a racist, I just lost it. And it's no excuse. It's unacceptable. It is totally my fault. And I just apologize to the Maine people, to Gatine's family, and most of all to my family. And we will take action.
Ed, do you have any sense that that apology could mollify LePage's critics?
I doubt it. There's a long history, 6 years now of controversial statements and questionable statements, and the Democrats in Maine have now called for his resignation, and they seem to be sticking their feet in the sand on that one. There's some suggestion from some Republicans that they might censure the governor, even though there's no actual mechanism to do that in Maine. But the Democrats have already said that that's not acceptable to them. So it doesn't seem it seems like the two sides are kind of digging in here, and doesn't seem to be a real clear compromise that could get everyone to move beyond this.
Mm. Well, so that's the heated politics of the moment. But Ed, one of the reasons why we're really grateful that you could join us today is that, you know, for the past 5 days, if not longer, we've been wondering, you know, where is it that Paul LePage has been getting the information that he's basing his claims on, right? Like, all of this was triggered by him saying that he believes the vast majority, if not all, of drug trafficking and drug sales in Maine are being done by people of color, by African-Americans and Latinos. You guys at the Portland Press Herald have taken a look closely at drug trafficking in Maine. What did you find?
We found pretty much the opposite of what the governor found. The governor claimed he has a – he showed it on Friday. He has a three-ring binder of news stories about drug arrests and trafficking arrests in Maine, which is interesting because the governor also says he doesn't read newspapers. And so somebody on his staff put together this binder from him, and he claims that that's where he found that 90% plus of the drug trafficking in Maine was being done by African Americans and by Hispanics. We looked at some figures from the FBI, which compiles annual crime figures. And in Maine in 2014, which is the most recent year they have available, 85% of the people arrested for dealing drugs in Maine, making and or dealing drugs in Maine, were white. 14% were black, and then there were some Asian Pacific and Indian, I think, is how they put it. So, people, just a handful.
So making and or dealing drugs in Maine. Now, does that necessarily contradict what the governor has been asserting? Because I think lately he's been trying to clarify, nope, I'm talking about drug traffickers bringing opioids into Maine.
Right. And he, he did kind of change that definition of what he was trying to convey with those figures and with his binder, has been basically saying the last few days that when it comes to meth labs, those are mostly run by Mainers and run by white Mainers. But the figures that we've seen also suggest that a strong majority of people bringing in opiates, drug trafficking, at least those arrested, are still a strong majority white and a minority blacks.
Hmm. Well, Ed, hang on here with us for just a minute because I want to pull in another voice into this conversation. She's Allison Bea, Executive Director of the ACLU of Maine. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much.
Now, Ed Murphy there just referred to this binder that that Governor Paul LePage says he has, where he's collecting news articles about drug arrests. The ACLU of Maine has tried to get to FOIA that binder. Have you guys been successful?
Well, we submitted a FOIA to the governor's office last week. He has until Thursday to respond to that. FOA. We are anxiously awaiting his response. He does. We asked for a very simple request, which was that we could inspect the binder, and we are hopeful that he will grant that request at the 5-day mark on Thursday.
And what specifically are you looking for?
Well, as you know, as Ed was talking about, this is not the first of the governor's statements that sort of insert race into the conversation, but this was the first time that the governor spoke of actually compiling documents. And so we at the ACLU, of course, are very interested to see what the governor is compiling and wanted to see what, in fact, he was talking about.
Well, you know, as Ed also mentioned, it seems as if this binder, according to members of Paul LePage's staff, is made up of newspaper articles. And let's just take that at face value for a moment, and suppose that's true. Could that partially explain where this perception of who the drug traffickers are is coming from? Because, you know, let's be honest, the media doesn't necessarily report on all drug arrests, but maybe the more sensational ones. And oftentimes we find lots of attention being put on members of minorities who are arrested.
Well, I think that the governor has at his disposal all of the data and documentation, the same as all the reporters do. And, you know, the governor has an obligation under the Constitution to make sure that his law enforcement are not targeting or profiling certain people. That goes against our very core American values. And so if the governor were confused, I think it's incumbent upon our elected officials to have accurate information and not insert race into a conversation where it has no place.
Yeah, so Ed, let me just turn back to you on that, because that's something else that I've been wondering. I mean, the opioid epidemic all across New England is awful. It is, you know, a priority for every governor in our region. Nobody disputes that. Nobody disputes that people are being killed. They're dying. So, I mean, Governor LePage does not have to work hard to get people's attention when he wants to talk about the effect it's having on Mainers. So that's why we've been wondering, what is it that, I mean, as far as you can tell us, compelled him to bring race into this conversation, this already urgent conversation that everybody cares about?
As far as you can tell us is the key part there. I don't think anybody really knows. The governor really hasn't offered a real clear explanation for why he thinks it's so important to, you know, quantify the races of those who were arrested for drug trafficking in Maine. And yet, whenever this subject is come up, it goes back to actually January, another town hall where he said some similar racially charged statements. He's injected race into it, and he's brought race into it, and no one's really quite sure to what end. It seems to a lot of people that the focus should be on stopping the trafficking and getting people who are addicted to these drugs into treatment, and what race the people using, what race the people dealing are, doesn't seem to a lot of people to have much consequence. Yet the governor, when this has come up now, you know, seems intent on bringing that into it. And it's never really – there's never really been a good explanation that I've heard anyway that as to why it's important that he bring up the race of the drug dealers.
And Allison, one more question for you. A little bit earlier, we were playing some tape where Paul LePage again brought up race, but it was in response to a question about accusations that Maine police may be racially profiling people. Does the ACLU of Maine have any perspective on those accusations or what might be behind that?
Well, the ACLU of Maine and the ACLU across the country has been committed to ending any sort of racial profiling. But we've also been working hand-in-hand with law enforcement in Maine and across the country as well. And they are often our greatest allies in seeking to combat any sort of unconstitutional behavior. Right now in Maine, I mean, I think that we know there are disparities between races in all aspects of our criminal justice system. There are disparities in Maine as well. Certainly any sort of you know, 90% arrest rate would be shocking, and really suggest that we have significant problems. We don't have any evidence that that is in fact happening, but we are concerned and we are committed to working with law enforcement to make sure that racial disparities do not happen in any part of the criminal justice system.
Well, Allison Bayo, the executive director of the ACLU of Maine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Ed, before I let you go, I have to ask you about one other thing that the governor's office sent to us in a statement. The governor, Paul LePage's office, said that the Portland Press Herald has and will continue to report about Governor LePage with erroneous information as the publication's editors support biased journalism against our governor. And I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to that if you wanted to.
Well, I saw the statement as well, and Adrienne Bennett, the governor's spokeswoman, did not explain what the erroneous information she's alleging that we've been passing on consists of. I haven't heard anybody complaining. Most of the information that's around this story has been in either taped remarks or taped interviews, and I don't know of anybody that's I haven't heard of anything specific as far as any kind of erroneous information that we're reporting on.
Well, we look forward to having you back, Ed, as we see what transpires with Maine Governor Paul LePage. Ed Murphy, reporter with the Portland Press Herald, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.